I have been sharing messages from Spirit recently about the need to reset our nervous system, both collectively and individually. And so what does this really mean? Why do we need to do it? And how do we do it? Keep listening to find out. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. So let's start with a recap of why I'm even talking about resetting your nervous system. Now, it came up most recently in our forecast for May. And of course, May's forecast is actually relevant from May all the way through until August. We have this 4-month energy portal, if you will, that is asking us to indulge and seek pleasure and soul nourishment. And as part of that message, we've been asked to reset our nervous systems. And so if you haven't listened to that forecast, you may like to scroll back in your podcast app and have a listen, but you can do that at the end of this episode. But I originally brought up this idea of resetting our collective nervous system when I recorded and shared the annual collective energy forecast for 2024. So I'm going to play you a snippet that is taken from that 2024 collective energy forecast. You can listen to it in its entirety. This is I think it's maybe 45 minutes of predictions and energy. And so you can listen to it in its entirety. It's available at helenjacobs.co. But this snippet is hopefully the most concise part about resetting our collective nervous systems. So what self-love also brings are some themes around healing. And one of the things that, as I've been preparing to put this together for you, one of the things that I've been focused on and some of the messages that keep repeating for myself, but definitely as I'm tuning into the collective, is resetting our nervous systems. Now, this is not necessarily an area of expertise, but I do feel like the more that we can practice collectively and certainly individually, coming back into, I believe it's our parasympathetic nervous system, we have had a few years of global stresses, some years worse than others, but I get the sense that we have not yet collectively healed. Our collective nervous system needs repair, and there is a correlation between our collective nervous system and the earth. As a people, we are effectively in a hypervigilant state, and that is no good for anybody. So it's not necessarily that some of these stresses are completely gone away. For example, we have moved on from that, you know, lockdown, fear-driven years of the pandemic, but there are still other stresses in place. There are knock-on effects and repercussions from that time financially, in the economy, in our geopolitical landscape. There's still a recovery process, and frankly, no one is talking about it. So part of that self-love and this idea of healing is that 2024 is best maximized if we can learn how to soothe. So self-soothing, restoring our nervous system, moving out of that fight or flight and coming back into, you know, a real sense of peace. So let's start with exploring, what does this really mean? What does spirit really mean with this message? So essentially, as a collective, our stress levels are way too high. Now, that may not be news to anyone, but spirit is flagging that we have collectively had sustained stressors over recent years, and it needs to be addressed. So in particular, a lot of spirit's messages have really been focusing on post-pandemic. So for example, the collective stress and the collective trauma of sustained lockdowns, you know, these impacts collectively have not been sufficiently addressed according to spirit. Now, they are more focused on generally this idea of post-pandemic stress levels. But of course, it's not just the pandemic. There's a knock-on effect from that. The cost of living crisis, what we're seeing unfold in various parts around the world, war, torture, all of the things. So as a collective, spirit is saying that we need to reduce our stress, but also counterbalance what's happened to cause our nervous systems to be so out of balance. We can feel our own individual nervous systems and stress levels, but spirit is really referring here to a collective nervous system. And they show it to me clairvoyantly as, if you can picture all people are connected, we are all one, then we also have one representative central nervous system. And it's that central nervous system that spirit is saying is under a lot of stress. So when we reset our individual nervous systems, it will feed into the whole. It can feel like taking care of your stress levels doesn't really matter much in the scheme of things, particularly if you're going to look at, you know, I am assuming most of us listening in rather privileged positions. And so if we feel like resetting our nervous system is not going to make an impact for those who may be under even more stress, we may be missing the point according to spirit. If you think about the collective as a whole, that means that we have a collective energy field. It means we have a collective nervous system. And that is a sum of its individual parts. And so what you do does matter. Our nervous systems, our individual nervous systems, talk to one another. So I want you to think about, maybe if you are part of a heightened group, or you're in a group and stress arises, and very quickly it can take hold over everyone else. Now, in part, that can be our nervous system. In part, it can be the energetics. But whichever way you look at it, we don't operate alone. And we are transferring information all the time, without even physically saying anything. So what spirit is sharing here is the idea that we as a collective, with a collective energy field and a collective nervous system, is also inherently linked to the earth. And so here the clairvoyant image I have is somewhat like a tree. And if you imagine those roots of a tree, and actually there's research on this too, the way that trees actually communicate with one another and they feed off one another through their root systems. So, and in other ways. So this clairvoyant image is shared to help us understand that, like trees, our individual energy is being fed into the earth through our own energetic root systems. And it is being shared, not just with one another, but we are actually sharing that stressed energy with the earth. And so spirit talking about this reset isn't just about us individually. And actually, it's not just about us as a group, but it is also about the state and health of our earth. We can think of it another way. A mother and a child are bonded. And if you think about, maybe some of you are listening that are mothers, you know the effect that a mother's energy can have in setting the tone for an entire house. And so it is with our collective energy and with the earth's energy and vice versa. So of course, we know that our earth is also under a lot of stress. But we need to broaden our concept because the earth, of course, is a physical, living, breathing entity. But just like us, it too has a spirit and a soul, an energetic body, its own blueprint, and its own, I guess we'll call it, nervous system. And it needs replenishing. Okay, so let's now take a moment then to consider what resetting our nervous system, whether individually or collectively or for the earth, what does this really mean? So I am not an expert in the science and physiology of our nervous system. But I do know that when we have our nervous system in its optimal state, we will have a range of benefits. We're going to sleep better. Our digestion is going to be better. Our emotional regulation is going to be better. And look, that's even before we add any sort of additional needs for a nervous system reset, before we add in neurodiverse nervous systems or other considerations, right? So when we do reset our nervous system, and whatever your individual set point may be, when we reset our nervous systems, of course, we're going to reduce our stress levels. And vice versa. And it's going to improve the way our physical body functions in as much as there's a greater sense of calm. But of course, what also happens is that we can better hear our intuition. When we have reduced stress levels, when our nervous system is in a state of rest and calm, not only can we better hear our intuition, but we can sense energy better and we can start to make real change. So let me interpret for spirit here again. We have been in a suspended state of stress. We are becoming more and more and more disconnected from our bodies, our emotions, certainly from our true selves, and even from one another. Now, when we are out of balance with each other, when we're out of balance with ourselves, our earth is also out of balance. So let me remind you of something I said before. What you do matters. So let's have a look at how we might reset our nervous system. So I mentioned before that to affect collective change, we need to work individually. What we do at that individual level does matter. And as I said before, I am certainly not an expert in the nervous system, but spirit tells me that there is a reason that they include this concept of stillness, space, and silence as the bedrock of the guidance practice that I teach. It's in all of my books, it's in my courses and programs, in the idea that we need stillness, space, and silence. We are essentially beginning to reset our nervous system. And even as I finish that sentence, Spirit says, we've been telling you this all along. So, as I said, I'm not an expert, but a quick Google on how to reset your nervous system is going to bring up a rather long list that's likely to look like breathing, meditation, mindfulness, creativity, singing, laughing, play. Now, if you have been around my work for some time, if you've read my books, you've listened to the podcast, you know that that list is pretty much identical for the one that Spirit shares in the activities that we need when we're creating stillness, space, and silence. Now, from Spirit's perspective, we do that so that we can hear our intuition, so that we can come back into, I guess, emotional regulation, and we are able to be in a balanced state inside ourselves to contribute to the larger picture. So, of course, I work with my own energy forecasts. So I create my own personal forecasts. I obviously share these collective forecasts and I work with them. And so as I've been both preparing them and working with them, I have been really curious about resetting my own nervous system. And so I've got to say, I was already doing an awful lot of those reset your nervous system activities regularly. So some of us may require additional support. When our nervous system is out of balance, or if we have additional pressures on our nervous system, so for example, a neurodiverse person may have additional impacts or considerations for their nervous system. And so it's not necessarily just as simple as breathing and meditating and being creative and, you know, laughing. Sometimes that's simply not enough. And that's also assuming that your nervous system has just had a little bit of a knock. What Spirit is talking about is sustained stresses. And so that's going to require additional support. And we do need to understand our individual nervous systems in light of our own unique circumstances. So I've mentioned neurodivergence or perhaps other neurological conditions that can make an impact. But so can significant trauma, particularly when it is left unaddressed. Of course, sustained or unaddressed emotional dysregulation has a sustained effect on our nervous system. So, I wanted to share with you something that came up during a mentoring session just recently, a long-term client that I've worked with for a number of years, and we were discussing the impacts of indecision on the nervous system. And the way that Spirit showed it to me was that when we choose to stay in a state of indecision or avoidance because we're waiting for the sign or we're waiting for the universe to force our hand rather than enacting with our own power and free will the next intuitive action step, well, of course, that also puts pressure on our nervous system. So, of course, as this episode goes to air, we are beginning a 4-month cycle of indulgence and pleasure and soul nourishment, where we are being asked to honor our individual needs and to reset our nervous system. And in that forecast, and perhaps it's even there in the annual forecast, I use this word self-soothing. So we can think about soothing our human self, our higher self, our inner child, our soul, or some other aspect of ourselves altogether. So as I bring this episode to a close, I want you to consider what jumps out to you in today's episode. What is your takeaway here? What is your intuition telling you about your nervous system? And what is it going to take for you to truly reset it? For some of us, regular meditation, breathing, mindfulness may be enough. For some of us, we may need to dig a little deeper into understanding our own nervous systems and the impacts of our own brain chemistry, the way our brain works, through our own trauma and our own healing. And there's that word, healing. And so I hadn't planned on talking about this, but Spirit, of course, is going to make one last final point. When we are willing to do the inner work, we aren't just healing ourselves. Our healing, in light of this conversation, is also impacting our nervous system. And what we've just been exploring is that when we heal our nervous system, we are contributing to a whole, and by default, we are also contributing to the earth's healing. Now, of course, there are certainly other things that need to happen in our collective and for our earth. But that is one small thing that you can be doing that will benefit us all. So, what is your takeaway? And how are you going to reset your nervous system? Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.